to the broadcast. Today we're dealing with the subject of music. We've been looking at issues of the last days, and one of those issues is the subject of music. Very important one. Stay tuned. Background music in our introduction here says the right and wrong engaged today. And when it comes to music, something's right, something's wrong. We can tell. The Bible says the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. In Colossians 3:16, it says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." The Bible talks a lot about singing, talks a lot about music. Here's the question. Ask yourself this question. Do I really want the truth about music? What is God's perspective on the subject of music today? Listen to this message and song. Let's genuinely make it our prayer. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine.
Influence us as much as does music. The dictionary says to influence is to have the capacity to have an effect on the character development or behavior of someone. Behavior is the way in which we conduct ourselves. Now, at the beginning of it all, back in Genesis 1:26, we read, "And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness." I was saved as a 12-year-old boy. I began reading the Bible, and I read that verse. God said, let us make man in our image. I thought, who is he talking to? Let us make man in our image. Well, we know that God is a Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He made us in his image, and so he made us a Trinity. And we read in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless under the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, when it comes to the influence of music, what is being influenced here when we listen to music? We can be influenced in our emotions, or we can have music that will influence our spirit, which in turn should influence our emotion. Now, keep in mind, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit beareth witness with our spirit. And so the Bible is very plain about that. The Holy Spirit does not bear witness with our mind, our will, our emotions. He bears witness with our spirit, and in turn, our spirit should dictate to our soul or our mind, our will, and our emotions as to how things ought to go. It's very simple. Now, this song that we just listened to, this hymn, "Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me," it was written by Clara Scott in 1895, shortly before her death. She died in an untimely accident. She was in a buggy and the horse ran away out of control. She fell out and she died. It wasn't long before that she wrote these words, "Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me, place in my hands a wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee, ready my God thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine." Now, she was inspired to write this hymn as a result of reading Psalm 119, and in that psalm you'll find the word eyes 6 different times. In Psalm 119, verse 18, it says, "Open thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." So the first thing that she was interested in was having her eyes open. The second thing she wanted was to have her ears open. "Open my ears that I may hear voices of truth thou sendest clear, and while the wave notes fall on my ear, everything else will disappear. Silently now I wait for thee, ready my God thy will to see." There's the secret. "Open my ears, illumine me, Spirit divine." Once again, you got the Holy Spirit involved and the Word of God. The Holy Spirit and the Word of God are always in total harmony. The word ears is in the Bible 151 times, an interesting study there. In 2 Timothy 4:4, we read, "And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." That's where we're living today. Well, the third thing that she wrote had to do with her mouth. "Open my mouth and let me bear gladly the warm truth everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare love with thy children thus to share. Silently now I wait for thee, ready my God thy will to see. Open my heart, illumine me, Spirit divine." Now, it's interesting, she said, "Open my eyes," and she says, "Holy Spirit, open my eyes, illumine me." She said, "Open my ears," and she said, "Open my ears, illumine me, Spirit divine." But when it came to the mouth, she said, "Open my mouth," and then she concluded that verse with, "Open my heart, illumine me, Spirit divine. That's interesting. There's 24 verses in the Bible that have the word heart and mouth in the same verse. In Matthew 15, verse number 18, it says, Jesus said, those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart. And so, obviously, this lady knew some scripture. She's writing a song that is very, very spiritual. Now, in a recent program, we mentioned Bill Gaither's, I'm not going to call it a hymn, it's a bunch of garbage, but it's loving Jesus, loving one another, and loving the Lord. That sounds really, really good. And it's a good thing. We're supposed to do that. But here's the nonsense they wrote. They pushed back from the table to listen to his words, his secret plan before he had to go. It's not complicated. Don't need a lot of rules. This is all you need to know. Loving God, loving each other, making music with my friends, loving God, loving each other, and the music never ends. I've read quite a few times the scriptures concerning the Last Supper. I don't find any of that trash in there. It says, we tend to make it harder, build steeples out of stone, fill books with explanations of the way. But if we'd stop and listen and break a little bread, we would hear the Master say, loving God, loving each other, making music with my friends, loving God, loving each other, and the music never ends. There is nothing scriptural here. It says we would hear the Master say. We'll read that account and hear what the Master say. They're saying here, we don't need a lot of rules. This is just a lot of unscriptural trash. Now, that is very emotional music. I've listened to it, and I get it in my head, and I'm humming it for 3 hours later because it has a tremendous influence on you. The problem is, the influence is not scriptural. And so we see this hymn here that says, open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. And then we see this nonsense written by the Gaithers, and they sell all these records to add to his $10 million net worth. That's what he's worth. You know, that ought to be a clue right there. Years ago, I had a daily radio program in the Toronto area, and I was talking about music, and a teenage girl wrote to me and said, can you tell me what's wrong with this song? If it's wrong, I won't listen to it anymore. I said, all right, what's the song? Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a good look at yourself, and you can look at others differently. Put your hand in the hand of the man of Galilee. Oh, yeah. That's the words of that song. Well, she was very sincere. I wrote her back and said, all right, let's look at that same subject, but let's look at it scripturally. How about the hymn, Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Now let's look at the difference. The other one says, put your hand in the hand of the man of Galilee. The hymn that is scriptural says, precious Lord, take my hand. Totally different here. Second, it says, put your hand in the hand of the man of Galilee. The scriptural hymn says, precious Lord, take my hand. Not the man. He wasn't just a man. He is the Lord. Precious Lord, take my hand. Now, in one, we have a bunch of unscriptural words that will have an effect, have an influence on the emotions. On the other one, we have a prayer which will speak to the Spirit. Listen to it again. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Once again, in Colossians 3:16, we have the words, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Now let's look at the other one. Who's that to? Put your hand in the hand of the man of Galilee. Put your hand in the man who stilled the sea and all that. There's nothing to the Lord in that. Where precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. This is totally and completely singing with grace in the heart to the Lord. Major difference in these two pieces of music. Let's listen once again to this scriptural song, Open My Eyes That I May See Glimpses of Truth Thou Hast For Me. Make it your prayer.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. Open my